I revealed the surprise, didn't I? I didn't want to hold you, suspend you, just wondering what was going to happen when I kept saying there was a surprise. Well, the surprise is Brad Yoder, and today is the day that Brad is releasing a brand new CD. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Larry.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
And the CD, this is a big weekend for you. It's called Excellent Trouble. This is, it's hard to count anymore. Is this four?
This is five,
five.
actually.
I was just going by memory,
Yeah.
But I see Lurch produce this in addition to you, and Lurch is great.
Lurch is great, absolutely. And he's a Canadian producer, engineer, mixer.
And there's 16 tracks on it, and the release party's tonight, and it's all ages, right?
It's an all-ages party at 7:30 at the Church of the Redeemer in Squirrel Hill, 5700 Forbes, which is next to St. Edmund's Academy. Some of your listeners probably go to that school, which
Absolutely.
is next to the Jewish Community Center.
Well, that
So.
should be nice. And so there'll be a chance to pick up the CD and also hear some songs from it. Now, if you don't know Brad, he prolific really is the right word for you. I don't know if you've counted how many songs.
I have not, but and there are people who are prolific on whole other orders than myself, but I have, I probably have 300 songs that I could
Yeah.
play for you that I like. Also there, Dolly Parton has 3,000, so it's all relative, but
That's amazing to think of. But
yeah.
no, I mean, I can't imagine. Probably not a week has gone by where you haven't written the song, I
Oh,
would
absolutely.
think.
No, I'm more about once a month
Oh,
kind of
is that
guy.
right? Okay.
But, the songwriting thing is interesting because people ask about, oh, how do you write songs? And what I always say is that if you ask a group of 4-year-olds if they have written a song, they will almost always say yes. So I think walking around singing about your life is a pretty natural thing that I bet a lot of the people listening do. And so I'm here to say from the other side of being a grown-up that if you keep doing it, it's still fun.
Yeah, and I think remembering what you're singing too, because I was walking across the 6th Street Bridge the other day, and I was singing a parody to a song, and I really liked it. I was having a lot of fun, and I was making a lot of good rhymes and having a ball. And when I got to the other end of the bridge, it was gone. And it's never going to come back quite the same way again. And I was thinking I should have put my phone on and called it into
Called it
voicemail or
in, jotted
something.
it down, yeah.
Well, you're going to play something. What do you got?
I'm going to play the title song to the new CD. And I actually brought some youth-sized Excellent Trouble t-shirts, so maybe I'll leave a couple of those with
Oh,
you.
sure. Thank you.
Excellent trouble. Excellent trouble, hey you. Let's find some excellent trouble. I think it's high time we rose from this rubble. We two should become partners in crime. Turn on a dime, leave them all guessing tonight. Let's earn a bad reputation and fight to shake up this sad situation. We might inspire the next generation to keep asking why, to never say die. Excellent trouble, therefore the making will burst a few bubbles right there for the breaking. A loose coalition of lovers and skeptics, poets and vagabonds, beggars and mystics. Excellent trouble, only the finest will color fluorescently outside the lines. So when dour-faced they ask us why we can't stop smiling, it's just 'cause it's all so unbearably Have you been searching for courage all through dressers and boxes in storage unsure? Where you left what you are made of among letters and yearbooks and sweaters and such. What if everything we have discarded is just ballast we drop as we gradually lift up out of gravity's sway? Birds don't obey. Why hesitate when there's excellent trouble? Therefore, the making will burst a few bubbles right there for the breaking. A loose coalition of lovers and skeptics, poets and vagabonds, beggars and mystics. Excellent trouble, only the finest will color fluorescently outside the line. So when tower faced they ask us why we can't stop crying, it's just 'cause it's all so unspeakably beautiful. My only wish is to honor this gift, to practice my part and the jaywalker's art. So when dour-faced they ask us why we can't stop smiling, it's just 'cause you're all so unbearably beautiful. Excellent trouble. Excellent
trouble. It's Brad Yoder live, special surprise at the Saturday Light Brigade. You probably saw me looking at the CD. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful CD. Now, I get a lot of CDs crossing through my hands, and this is gorgeous. Who did the art
Seth
and design?
Seth Clark. And actually, if you go online to SethSClark.com, you need to put an S between the Seth and the Clark. And his picture's in there, actually. But he did the art. I found his sketchbooks. On his website, you can see some of his sketchbooks and page through them. And they have, you know, little drawings and collages. And I thought they were so neat. And so when I found him online, I contacted him and said, I want you to make CD art and make a little, like a little sketchbook with one page for every song.
Yeah.
That's all different.
I've never seen anything quite like this. And then, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm just, the overall design's beautiful. And I'm thinking, well, he probably there's probably a website with the lyrics, because I always like to have the lyrics.
Yeah.
And then, sure enough, inside, in yet another little place, all of the lyrics on the songs.
All the lyrics on a separate thing.
So when you talk, I don't want to sound like I'm vamping for Brad here, but in an era, you know, when you wonder, you know, what happened to albums and vinyl
and art,
and does anybody really even think of CDs with music anymore? This is something you would want to have and to hold, and not that we aren't careful with music here, but this is a CD I probably want to keep at my desk once we get it into our digital music playing system.
Absolutely.
But the art is so beautiful, I don't want it to get damaged in so much of our... CD covers, you know, get manhandled here. It's really gorgeous. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I had spent such a long time on the music, trying to get every little piece of the music the way I wanted it, that I wanted to create something visually that reflected that same degree of care and that people would want to buy. Because these days, people, you know, you might buy a CD, but you have to make it a little special to for somebody to definitely
own one. It's really unlike anything I've ever seen. 4700 Forbes Avenue.
5700. Forbes Avenue, 7:30. And a really fun Brooklyn band called Pearl and the Beard is opening. And, yeah, there'll be food and snacks. And it's $15 or $10 for students. Anyone can claim the student/senior/artist/times-are-tough price if they want to.
Self-designated. Self-selecting. And it's Church of the Redeemer.
Church of the Redeemer in Squirrel Hill.
And you can pick up the CD, and it's an all-ages show, so everybody can come and enjoy. And Brad's a lot of fun to watch, no matter how old you are. I'm so glad you came by.
Well, thanks for having me, Larry.
Yeah. Anything and, else you want to mention?
I think that's it, but I'll come back.
I hope you will. BradYoder.com.
BradYoder.com, yeah. There's more information there about the show and so on.
And,
so.
And Brad Yoder, in addition to all the things I just mentioned, a great name. There's no spelling. You know, it's perfect. You know, Ann Feeney was here last week. We were joking. Use every E possible. You know, F-A-N-N-E-F-E-E.
Yeah.
And E-Y. And she was saying once people put E's after the Y. But Brad for a marquee is easy. It's just BradYoder.com. And thank you. Congratulations on excellent trouble.
My pleasure.